Washington to host Freedom 250 Grand Prix, what to know. The nation's capital is set to host an IndyCar race on August 23, taking drivers past national landmarks such as the U.S. Capitol. The Grand Prix is part of the celebrations commemorating America's 250th anniversary. The event, the first motor racing event held in Washington, is expected to draw hundreds of thousands of spectators and potentially more than 1 million on-site viewers, with coverage airing on Fox Sports. Hotel rooms are sold out, according to Bud Denker, president of Penske Corporation, which is the parent company of IndyCar. The event will bring $100 million in economic benefits to Washington, he told Fox 5. About 60% of ticket holders are from Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. Others are from the East Coast, while 20% are from around the world. Here is what to know about the race. Origins. Denker said in January that IndyCar sought congressional approval to hold the race on Capitol grounds, but the effort was unsuccessful, prompting the decision to host the event near the National Mall instead. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on January 30 to host the IndyCar race in Washington as part of the celebrations for the 250th birthday of the United States. The order directed the Departments of Transportation and the Interior to work with District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser to design a race route near the National Mall that showcases the majesty of Washington, D.C., and its iconic national monuments, according to a White House fact sheet. The departments were instructed to secure all necessary permits and approvals expeditiously. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was authorized to use existing funds to support the event and to work with the Federal Aviation Administration to allow the use of unmanned aircraft systems and aerial photography, enhancing public enjoyment while protecting nearby government facilities. The administration coordinated with Bowser's office to ensure infrastructure, including bridges, is maintained and suitable for the race course. Speaking in the Oval Office, Trump touted the event as really amazing, adding, "We're celebrating greatness with American motor racing." Speaking at the unveiling of the race route in March, Chief of Protocol Monica Crowley said the occasion draws inspiration from early American traditions. Thomas Jefferson used to host spirited horse races to mark notable celebrations in the early days of this country, she said. What we are going to do with this race is bring that storied tradition into the 21st century. Race route. There is a 1.7-mile street circuit crisscrossing around some of America's most recognizable landmarks, including the U.S. Capitol, Washington Monument, the National Mall, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, the National Gallery of Art, and the National Archives. Cars are expected to reach speeds approaching 200 miles per hour. The course will begin on Pennsylvania Avenue, then turn left onto 9th Street. Drivers will then make a short run along Constitution Avenue before turning right onto 7th Street, then left onto Independence Avenue. The route continues briefly along Maryland Avenue before a final left turn onto 3rd Street. The pit lane will be on Pennsylvania Avenue between turns 1 and 2 of the circuit. The race will consist of 147 laps around the downtown course, totaling 250 miles, symbolizing the 250 years since America's founding. Imagine these views that people are going to see, not just here, if you're present, but from around the world to celebrate our country's 250th anniversary, Denker said during the event revealing the race course. So those are the spectacles, those are the views that we're so excited about to represent to you all, and to our nation and our nation's history. The course has resulted in road closures ahead of the race. Spectators will be in two areas along the race course, the Stripes Zone and the Stars Zone. The former is located primarily inside the track, between 3rd Street and 7th Street and between Independence Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. The latter is located outside of the track, between 12th Street and 7th Street, south of Pennsylvania Avenue.